This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. One North Texas program is designed to help marginalized women secure meaningful employment. The Ocola Project's mission is to empower women, and that starts with a job that pays a living wage. Ocola Project jewelry is not your typical accessory. Vividly colored, the long bead necklaces are made of scrap materials, metal discs, melted glass, bone, and cow horn. 400 women in Uganda work on the project, carving the pieces and hand-rolling the paper beads. Each of them care, on average, for 7 children and 3 elderly adults.
These women are subsistence farmers and don't own their own land. So one bad harvest and their children starve, and then they're in debt to the local landowner.
Brittany Underwood launched this program after teaching at a Ugandan boarding school when she was still in college at Southern Methodist University. In Africa, she met Sarah, a poor woman caring for 24 street kids, even though she barely had enough to feed herself. By the time Underwood graduated from SMU in 2006, she'd raised enough money to build a 3-story orphanage in Uganda with room for 180 children. She moved there to oversee the project and found
what women really needed was just an income,
which is how the jewelry project was born. It started small, but quickly grew. At last count, 450 stores in the U.S. sell Ocola jewelry.
Ocola means she works. We come out with 14 new colors every season.
When Underwood decided to expand the project, creating jobs for poor women in Dallas, she quickly figured out that the jewelry wasn't priced high enough to pay North Texas workers a living wage. So she approached Neiman Marcus about carrying a high-end line featuring gemstones. Neiman's said yes.
They let us know that they were launching us nationwide in every store, online, in their catalog. So overnight, we were able to onboard 100 women here in Dallas.
Many of the Dallas women who assembled the Neiman Marcus collection and work in distribution are battling things like a criminal history or drug addiction. Their salary? $15 an hour.
I'm able to be self-sufficient. I'm more responsible with my money, and I know I can supply all my needs, you know, and even some of my wants.
Annette Bailey started working with Ocola 2 years ago as part of a second chance job program. She's a permanent full-time employee now. Before, she struggled with substance abuse and worked in prostitution, and had no luck finding a job that paid more than minimum wage.
When you have a felony, nobody wants to even really mess with you, you know. And it's hard for you as a woman, really, to even be trusted again to step out in the world after you have been labeled as a prostitute.
That label no longer applies. Bailey handles customer service and pricing, taking orders and receiving shipments. At 57 years old, she's a professional with dreams of one day becoming a substance abuse counselor.
Everybody can change and start over anew, but you just have to be, somebody got to be willing to give you a chance, a second chance in life.
The Ocola Project was willing and hopes to be in the business of second chances in North Texas and far beyond for years to come. Courtney Collins, KERA News.